Millennials heading to Canalside on Metrorail for a Thursday concert looking for good times. But finding good jobs is a must for many young professionals who aim to stay in the region. Even 10 years ago, Buffalo was hardly an oasis for young professionals who were looking to make their mark. But things are changing. One key thing, many millennials are seeing Buffalo in a new light.
I think the real story is, you know, the shift in mentality. It was a woe-is-me kind of forgotten Rust Belt city into a can-do attitude of, we're Buffalonians, we're going to make this awesome.
They're calling it a comeback, a revival, even a renaissance. Local brewery owner Jeff Ware likes to classify Buffalo's economic comeback as a resurgence. The 35-year-old Buffalo native moved back to Buffalo to open Resurgence Brewery after working as a salesman for Samuel Adams Brewing in New York City.
In New York City, it's so hard to start your own company because you're just trying to keep up with, you know, the Joneses every day and afford your rent and whatnot. Here you can spread your wings in a market that has unlimited opportunity because there's not a million people trying to do the same thing.
In a recent Buffalo Business First article, M&T Bank's regional economist Gary Keith reported the number of 25 to 34-year-olds living in the city of Buffalo increased by 7,800 between 2007 and 2014, a 22% increase, and over half of that growth came after 2012. Gwen Applebaum is director of the Career Resource Center at University at Buffalo School of Management. She's seeing more graduates interested in staying in the area post-graduation, many interested in entrepreneurship opportunities.
I am often meeting with students that have come here from outside the area, whether or not it's downstate New York or whether or not it's an international student who have come to Buffalo, and maybe they came here because of the proximity to New York, or for other reasons, but grow to love the community, love obviously the cost of living, but also love what's going on in Buffalo right now and want to stay part of the community.
And the numbers back up Applebaum's assertion. She says 50 to 60% of UB's graduates are staying in the area. This includes local and non-local students. Liz Callahan is a workforce development manager at the Buffalo-Niagara Partnership. She says the number of 25 to 34-year-olds employed in Buffalo increased by over 11,000 between 2007 and 2014.
I mean, millennials are starting businesses. They're spending money. They have really pushed what it means to be a member of this community and pushed the Buffalo Love and Buffalo Pride and committed themselves to improving the area.
Callahan also runs Buffalo Niagara 360, a program that supports and promotes young area professionals. Peggy Cook is vice president at Key Resource Group in downtown Buffalo. She helps businesses connect with suitable employees.
You know, if you're taking on an entry-level position in New York City, you may not make this big difference, but you are able to become involved in the community. You're able to see some recognition in a smaller organization.
Across America, cities have steadily climbed out of the recent recession. This time, Buffalo and its young people are making sure their city won't be left behind once again.
I was in the industry in the 2008-2009, wherein it was the start of the recession and things were very bleak. And I can tell you it's a very different area, very different outlook than it was at that point.
Buffalo isn't raising the proverbial Stanley Cup just yet. Like its hockey team, Buffalo is a city rebuilding. But a big part of getting there is keeping young talent in town, and the numbers seem to show that Buffalo is doing just that. For WBFO, I'm Dan Almasi.